do, folks, and a great big transcribed Western welcome from the Rapid City branch of the Lucky U Ranch. Yes, sir, we're all up here visiting with the servicemen at the big B-36 Air Force Base and all the other wonderful people who live in and around Rapid City, South Dakota. We, of course, means the Sons of the Pioneers, our pretty schoolmarm, Miss Betty Taylor, Frankie Tex Messina, our range boss, and the rest of the Lucky U crew. That is, except for poor old George Putnam. He got stuck with a job of taking care of things at the ranch, but we know he'll be listening, so let's get things started with a cowboy recipe for the blues. Yippee-yi, your troubles away.
When you get weary of trouble and care, here's what a cowhand will say. Cast your eye on the sun and the sky, yippee-yi, your troubles away. When you cut loose, watch your troubles vamoose. Skies won't be cloudy or gray. No reason why you should worry or cry, yippee-yi, your troubles away. Scatter your woes with the sunrise, everything rosy and swell. Just sing a note through that lump in your throat. Beat the dawn with a cowboy yell. Here's what to do when you're lonely and blue. Thank you to one.
Now, prairie folks assure you there ain't nothing that'll cure you any quicker than the medicine they fix it for themselves. With their sulfur and molasses, pepper, tea, and mustard plasters and their camphor bags and flannel rags that line the bunkhouse shelf. But here's one remedy that they use that never fails to chase the blues. Just
try it for yourself and see the world get brighter. When you get weary of trouble and care, here's what a cowboy would say. Cast your eye on the sun and the sky, yippee-yi, your troubles away. Yippee-yi, your troubles away.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Golly, you make us feel awful good when you respond like that. And we get a great big kick out of singing those old rawhide-type tunes.
Hey, all right, kid. Don't any of you guys move, because I got you covered, bud.
Well, Shug, what's the matter with you?
What's the matter? You never mind, Lloyd, over. You just hand it over, bud, or I'll let us speak
Shug,
a daylight
wait,
to you.
Wait a minute. I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't know what I'm talking about, but you probably can't. You said that I could tell the folks about Planter's Peanuts, and I want that piece of paper that has an information on it.
Just a minute here, Shug. I was told that I was going to tell the folks about Planter's Peanuts.
You were?
Yes, I was. And I'm going to do it right now, so just stand aside.
Now listen, just because you're bigger than me, don't think I'm smaller than you, bud.
May I continue, Mr. Fisher?
All right, you Rapid City slicker. Go ahead.
Now in time for summer entertaining, Mr. Peanut has an exciting offer for all you Lucky U listeners. It's a set of gay enameled metal nut dishes that you can put to dozens of different uses. You get one large serving dish and four individual nut dishes for just 30 cents in coin and two empty nickel Planter's Peanut bags. Or 30 cents and any coupon you'll find inside any can of Planter's Cocktail Salted Peanuts. Now, these dishes are so attractive with their novel peanut design inside and their lacy floral design outside, and they're practical, too, because they're made of unbreakable enameled metalware, and they're just the right size not only for serving peanuts and mixed nuts, but for after-dinner mints or cheese tidbits, desserts, and appetizers. They're real wonderful for patio use. Handy for children's dishes, too. Send for several sets today. For every five-piece nut dish set you order, mail 30 cents, 3 dimes, in coin, and two empty nickel Planter's salted peanut bags, or 30 cents and any coupon from one can of Planter's Cocktail Salted Peanuts to this address. Planter's Peanuts, Department A, San Francisco 6. That address again is Planter's Peanuts, Department A, San Francisco 6.
nothing like a good old kitchen sweat to make everybody feel comfortable and at home. Believe me, we have the boy that can really do him. That was our fiddling fool, Mr. Hugh Farr. Well, you know, to get serious for just a moment, when the cowboy has got all the cattle bedded down for the night, and he heads home ordinarily, why, he'll sing or whistle or hum a tune kind of to the rhythm of his pony's hooves, and if he did, it might come out something like this. Behind the hills I love, and I'm riding home.
See that lonesome cowboy riding down that lonesome trail. Moonlight shadows play to the tune of his lonesome wail. Well, he's riding.
Down, doggies, rest a while. I'll be back tomorrow morn and take you down to where the water's cool. But now I'm riding home.
Well, you know, we have a member of our organization who keeps trying to tell us that he's a great lover. A regular Don Juan, he says, from down south of the border. Of course, now there isn't anybody that has any idea up here that he is anything like that, but Shug Fisher insists that he is exactly that, a Don Juan.
Molly from Mexico, catch a senior reader's dream. On a buckskin horse, I'm a total loss, but as a lover, I'm supreme. I'm the cutest thing in old Mexico, in my fancy store-bought clothes. Just too divine, and I cut a shine, it doesn't matter where I goes. A gun, but that's all in fun, cause I couldn't even hit the floor. But I'll tell you, pals, I can woo the gals like they've never been wooed before. And the clumsy way they court today only fills me with disgust. Well, I can wink an eye at a passing by and another maiden bites the dust.
Don Juan, he's a gentleman from Mexico. Don Juan, yes, to put you in a Romeo.
Now to tell the tale on the old Chisholm Trail, how I charmed the grizzly bear. She was so beguiled by my pretty smile and the way that I combed my hair. And a bobcat lay in a tree one day just to take me by surprise. But she preened a fur and began to purr when I looked into her eyes.
Don Juan.
Hi, Don.
ladies and gentlemen, as Lloyd told you earlier, we have this little spot in our program where we like to talk to the relatives of servicemen. However, being here near the Rapid City Air Force Base while we're doing this show, we would like to have Lloyd go out and talk to some of the servicemen in hopes that their relatives might hear them talking over the air and get quite a kick out of it. Are you about all set down there, Lloyd?
I'm just about ready down here, Ken. I think I am, anyhow. Which one of you gentlemen was it here that held up their hands? A fellow right here. What's your name, please?
Gene Edwards.
Gene, and where's your home?
Vancouver, Washington.
In Vancouver, Washington. How long have you been in service?
Just about 6 months now.
6 months now. So you've seen your folks about 6 months ago, I presume, or have you seen them since?
Well, I seen them on emergency leave. My aunt died a couple weeks ago, so I went down to them.
You got to see your folks. By the way, what are your folks' names?
Mr. R.L. Edwards and...
Mr. and Mrs. R.L.
Yeah,
Edwards, is that correct?
Yeah.
Well, doggone, we got that straightened out anyhow. But you're stationed here at Rapid City, the Air Force base out here, are you?
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we've met some of the most wonderful people in the world back here. Oh, he's got friends, too. But now, you will have to admit that the folks in and around Rapid City are as nice and as friendly as any people you ever met in your life, won't you?
Swell folks, but just, you know...
You'd just rather be home. Well, I know exactly how you feel. We'll hope that your folks will be listening in. In fact, as I said before, we'll let you know so you can write and have them listen in when this is played.
Okay.
Thank you very much. We're glad to talk to you. Where was the other gentleman that I saw? Right here. What's your name, please?
Sergeant Richard Stonemet.
Richard Stonemet.
Yes.
And where's your home, Richard?
It's in Rapid City now, but I have a sister living in Point Arena, California.
Point Arena?
Yeah.
And what's her name?
Her name is Marion Combs, and I have two little nephews, Mike and Ronnie, that I'd like to say hello to, and I'd like to tell them that I'm doing fine.
Well, you look like you're doing fine. You look hale and hearty.
And I'd like to have my wife say hello to him, too, if I could.
Well, is this your wife right here?
Right here.
Awful nice to talk to you.
Hi, Mike and Ronnie.
Oh, my goodness. We've got that all taken care of now, haven't we? Thanks to both of you for coming down to see us, and we hope that your folks will hear this and hope that they'll enjoy it a whole lot. Thanks again.
Thank you.
We appreciate you coming down very much. Okay, Ken, back up to you.
Thank you very much, Lloyd, and thank you, fellas. We'll certainly hope that your folks will hear your voices out on the coast there. Now, I'll tell you, we've had so many requests to do a good old rawhide western tune. I'll tell you, this is probably, in fact, I know it is without a doubt, the greatest selling western tune of all times. It was written by our good friend Stan Jones. It features the voice of our fine baritone Tommy Doss. Here it is, Ghost Riders in the Sky.
No cowboys went riding out on dark and windy day. Upon a bit he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a flowing through the ragged sky. And up the cloudy draw. Yippee-i-o. Black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming high,
high, high,
and he heard the mortal cry.
Yippee-i-o.
Ghost riders in the sky. Smoked on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a riding on our way, then cowboy, change your ways today. Over the shoe of ride, I'm trying to catch the devil's bird. Across these endless
skies, U-P-I-O.
In the sky.
Oh. U-P-I-O.
Much, folks, and thank you, Tommy Doss, for a wonderful job. And now it's my pleasure to present our little school marm from down at District School Number 3. And I know that this will definitely please the boys, all the fellas stationed up at the air base here. Here she is, Miss Betty Taylor.
You know something that we'd like to do tonight, if you don't mind, Tommy and I would like to join you and sing a song. Would that be all right?
Oh, I'd love it, Lloyd.
And the tune that we've picked out, you know, this sounds just like we hadn't rehearsed it, but maybe we haven't too well, but we hope we'll get through it anyhow. It's a wonderful song that's taken from an old, old classic. It's a hymn entitled Star of Hope.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Miss Betty Taylor. That, in my estimation, is one of the finest hymns that was ever written. Now then, to pick things up a little bit, we'd like to do a good old rawhide type tune. It's entitled Down the Trail to San Antonio.
I'll hop up on my pony and I'll ride away down the trail to San Antonio. I can see her standing waiting by the garden gate. Waiting for me alone.
Through the hills and o'er the plains we'll ride, ride, ride. I can't wait until I have her by my side.
Hold on, little pony, let that old wind moan. I'm heading back to San Antonio, down the trail to San Antonio.
I just received a letter from my gal in San Antonio, and she said that she would be my bride. I know she really loves me and her heart is true, so I guess I'd better take a ride.
I'll hop up on the pony and I'll ride away down the trail to San Antonio. I can see her standing waiting by the garden gate, and she waits for me alone.
Through the hills and o'er the plains we'll ride, ride, ride. I won't rest until I have her by my side.
Go on, little pony, let that old wind moan. I'm heading back to San Antonio, down the trail to San Antonio.
very much. Well, you know, a couple of years back, we had the pleasure of doing the first complete score, Western score, that is, for a motion picture. It was in a picture that we hope some of you saw, entitled Wagon Master, directed by John Ford. In that picture, why, one tune that seems to stand out a little higher than the rest of them in our estimation, by the way, they were all written by Stan Jones, the same fellow that wrote Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Lloyd, if I may interrupt, I think a lot of the folks wouldn't know what score means. It's a very familiar term to us, but that is the musical background to a picture. In case you didn't get what that word meant, it meant that we sang a musical background for the picture rather than having an orchestra for the background music. I just wanted to add that.
Very well put, Ken. Now I think we might as well do the songs. One we recorded also entitled Rolling Dust.
So long, you'll see them loping through the night and hear their riding song.
Rolling dust, 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 rolling dust.
You'll see them in the history books or in the cloudy sky. Their fame will live forever, their ghost will never die.
Plunging through the night winds, they ride because they must. Though deep down in some lonely grave, they've long since turned to dust.
Rolling dust.
Back to Lucky You in a moment. You going to see your doctor? Don't let the strain of driving through traffic and parking worries add to your discomfort and lower your morale. Take a comfortable, reliable yellow cab and relax. You won't have that tiring drive home to face either. Your courteous yellow cab driver will promptly deliver you right to your door. Join the thousands of others who have found it so convenient and economical to use a yellow cab as their extra car. Yes, yellow cabs are easier on you and on your budget, too. Yellow cabs make no charge for traffic delays. You pay only when the cab is moving. What's more, as many as 5 passengers can ride for the price of 1. The next time you go to the doctor, or shopping, or to the theater, call Madison 1234 and let a yellow cab make going places a pleasure. That's yellow cabs, Madison 1234. Take it easy. Take a yellow cab. Here again are the Sons of the Pioneer.
Until we're all homeward bound, we work and slave and cattle, sweat and swear and battle, and payday rolls around.
What does a cowboy do when all of his work is through? Just what I'm gonna do now. With money to spend and jingle off into town to mingle with all my friends I love. And maybe a blue-eyed gal will wait for her bronco cow to ride over the hot desert ground. Too hard and golden hair, know that I'll soon be there when payday rolls around.
I'm dressing up in style, for in a little while I'm gonna ride.
They were all over town. You were the brave and gallant, and the
you, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you seem to like the fiddling of our own Hugh Farr. He's got a little brother who just tears a guitar apart, believe me. So here he is, our galloping guitarist, Hugh Farr's little brother, Carl Farr, and his galloping guitar. Carlos? Going to have to close out today's little visit with the folks in Rapid City, South Dakota. We'll be back tomorrow, though. In fact, we want to meet every serviceman and his family in this area. So we're just going to try and stick around for a while. So until tomorrow, then, this is Lloyd Perryman saying for the Sons of the Pioneers, Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, and all the rest of the Lucky Few gang. So long from now, from Rapid City, South Dakota. The Lucky You Ranch is heard throughout the world by more than 90 million people through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service and came to you transcribed from Rapid City, South Dakota. So, until tomorrow, be lucky, you.